In its earlier years, ally signs used to be torn down and spray-painted with discrimination. LGBT students used to have to hide from their peers. But with recent legislation and the development of social media, the LGBT community has flourished on campus. Faculty, staff, and students have all joined together to start the conversations that need to be had. Texas State graduate student Rebecca Larson identifies as a lesbian. She is currently married and is active in Fiesta Youth in San Antonio with her wife. Larson says she realized though the Supreme Court ruling on marriage equality was a huge landmark for the community, it was only the first step.
I cried when it happened. It was really, really amazing feeling to feel like my relationship was now validated nationally, but people can still get fired for being LGBT. You know, Monday after the Supreme Court ruling, you go into your HR department and want to change your status, you know, because now it's accepted, and so now you can have benefits and all that, and you could legally have been fired for coming out at work.
With recent incidents with County Clerk Kim Davis refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, Larson says the LGBT community now faces the intersection of their rights and those who claim religious freedom.
People want the right to refuse service or refuse to do something for LGBT people, whether it's make a wedding cake or officiate at their wedding or be involved in any way. Essentially, it's still state-sanctioned discrimination. Even though federally and nationally, locally, my marriage is recognized now, I can still face discrimination in a lot of different places. There's always kind of that fear when you're going into a new scenario of having to kind of come out all over again. When I was getting married, like to every vendor, I had to add a line where I was like, and this is a same-sex wedding. Do you have any experience with that? Because that was just my way of making sure that they weren't gonna like cancel on me or like freak out.
Larson also says while being lesbian or gay is difficult, one does not have to go through the additional step of legally changing their identity as trans people do. Department of Curriculum and Instruction lecturer Brandon Beck has helped several people with that transition by talking about his own. Beck is a transgender man and says his journey began at a very young age in the late 70s and early 80s.
I didn't get any real pushback about playing with the boys, telling people that I was a boy, acting like a boy, always wanting to be aggressive, be rough and tumble play, wear my hair short, run around without a t-shirt on, things like that. Try to stand up to pee, little boy kind of things.
Beck says his parents are both teachers and were very supportive of his transition, but the journey was not always easy.
It was always very traumatic for me as a kid to go clothes shopping. It was a big deal in our family to do the back to school shopping. So we all three would go back to school shopping at the same time, and it was a horrific experience for me because I wanted to buy boys' clothes and my parents wouldn't let me. I would sometimes collapse, big trauma, big scene in the middle of the mall, and my mom didn't know what to do.
But Beck's mom did figure out what to do once he became depressed during puberty. She took him to see several doctors, and at the time and location, Beck says people did not know what trans was.
So the doctors that we went to said, well, we need to make sure that she knows that she's a girl, so we're going to give her some medication to make her female hormones stronger than they are naturally. And so they tried to fix me.
Later, Beck says he stopped taking the hormones in college, decided to shave his head and wear boys' clothes, and met the LGBT community.
The interesting thing about that, this was in the early 90s now, is that they called themselves the LGBT community, but none of them were T, and none of them really knew how to tell me what T stood for or what T meant.
But Beck found out exactly what T meant when he met a transgender man for the first time when he was in his 30s. He says his story inspired him to do more research and eventually led to his own transition. Beck says he had several surgeries and began taking testosterone, which helped change his body shape, facial hair growth, and his voice deepened. Afterward, Beck met his wife, who is also active in trans advocacy. The couple are currently raising two children from her previous marriage.
One day I was out with my mom after I had begun some of these medical procedures. I was getting out of the car, and without even realizing what I was saying, and I wouldn't even know this except that she's told this story now, I caught a glimpse of myself and I said, wow, it really is nice to see my true self when I look in the mirror now instead of seeing somebody that I don't recognize. And she tells that story to show how important it was to her that she was able to support me. So now it's important to me to help other people see that there are people who are trans all around us and that it's okay to be trans and that trans people can be successful. This kind of work is really important to me because I didn't have people like that in my life growing up.
With the recent media attention on several celebrity trans people, Beck says he realizes he is privileged and that it is important to include in his story.
I'm white, I'm upper middle class, I'm an only child, my parents are both educated, and I've been taken care of. I haven't faced the discrimination that a lot of transgender people face. It's important to recognize that my friends who are trans women have it much more difficult than I have it as a trans man. My friends who are trans people of color have it much more difficult than I have it as a white trans person, because society still judges people on the way they look. So one of the reasons that I do a lot of the activism work that I do is to remind people that there are lots of different ways to be transgender. And just because I've had this privileged experience doesn't mean that we should ignore those people who are still struggling.
Beck's activism work is extensive both on and off campus. Currently, he serves students as an ally and is the advisor for the transgender and non-binary student organization called Transcend. For faculty and staff, Beck works with Alliance and works with the Department of Equity and Access to provide professional development trainings around trans inclusion. Off campus in the San Marcos community, Beck is involved with PFLAG and the Transgender Network of Texas.
What most often happens around trans issues in conservative states is that legislators try to write bills that limit transgender people's access to the bathrooms of their gender identity. And in our past legislative session, there were 4 such bills proposed here in Texas. Through lobbying efforts of organizations like Equality Texas, all 4 bills were destroyed before they even got to the floor of the House.
While the state is still conservative toward trans rights, Beck says San Marcos does pretty well at supporting the adult community. The problem comes with its youth.
The public schools are still not quite ready to do the work that they need to do for transgender youth. That being said, some really positive things have happened at San Marcos High School. San Marcos High School has a gay-straight alliance that's very trans-inclusive. One of the young trans men that goes to San Marcos High School was in band, and the band has gendered buses. He, as a trans man, was allowed to ride the boys' bus.
Currently, Beck says the state has left cities to decide whether or not to place ordinances to protect LGBT rights.
San Marcos is a small town. You don't usually hear about small towns making these kind of ordinances. But that's something that San Marcos should think about, is implementing one of these ordinances that says that employers in the city of San Marcos cannot discriminate based on any of these marginalizing characteristics.
Both Larson and Beck say the LGBT community has the highest percentage rate of suicide and homelessness. They also say it is important to reach out to groups that offer support and online resources that can be accessed anywhere. Larson says young people who are afraid to come out should just hang on.
Being a kid kind of sucks for everybody. Like, being in high school is the worst. Kids can be really horrible about stuff, but just if you are in a place where you don't feel safe or you don't feel comfortable or you're afraid to come out and be who you are, try to seek out support.
Beck says although his transition was slower than he would have liked it to have been, it gave him the opportunity to meet a lot of trans people all around the world and realize that no 2 trans journeys are the same.
I think that anybody who is thinking about gender identity or any of those kinds of questions, it's important to remember to be patient with yourself. A lot of times, these initial discoveries, these initial feelings are very overwhelming, and you want to be able to go to sleep one night and wake up the next day fixed in your new identity, in your authentic self. But patience is so important because you have a lot to learn about yourself and about how your transition is going to affect all the people around you, as well as how it's going to affect you. Trans is beautiful, and I wouldn't have realized that had I rushed any of this.
Larson says there are so many resources out there, and all it takes is looking. If you are looking to find support or even offer support on campus, you can become an ally, join Transcend, or even get involved in some of the LGBT equality groups off campus. For KTSW News, I'm Sarah Bay.